Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday, write a dialogue between the part of you that is willing to change and the part of you who is not willing to change. Record and listen. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Loren from Connecticut, but in Philadelphia today.
Getting around?
Getting around a little bit.
Uh-huh. All right. Good. Well, what are you seeing?
Well, I was seeing something, I was seeing the process that I was seeing in the assignment and deciding about putting myself in the queue today because, you know, I had more downtime yesterday on the holiday, so I really got to take some time to look at this assignment and, you know, meet the standard for preparation that's required to participate. And
yes,
I had a moment of, like, tension about getting in the queue.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. It kind of indicating that really – whatever you do is not going to change anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can you can prepare all day and all night for as long as you want, and it's still not going to make any difference at all to that system. It's still going to say exactly the same thing. Shouldn't get in the queue.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
Right.
You're not good enough, Loren. You're not good enough. You just need to accept that and, you know, and then what? Right? If we accept that assessment, what are we supposed to do? Well, of course, that system doesn't offer us a plan for that. You know, you should just feel bad.
Right.
And maybe prepare more.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe prepare more. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or review how I, you know, the past preparation and how it went and didn't go. And so...
Yes.
One thing I was seeing specifically about this assignment is looking at both sides of the part of me who's willing to change and the part of me who's not willing to change. I have to stop expecting more from that system, like, because what I'm seeing is that it's the side of the duality that doesn't support the willingness to change or participate is actively cruel and questioning and unkind to the other side. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One side is open and willing and wants to be present and wants to do the right thing and is deeply interested in being a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the other side that's in charge of all of that, making sure all of that happens, is just mean, vicious, cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't have anything to do with the content, does it? It's just mean, vicious, and cruel.
Right. And whatever the person on the open, willing to change side gets interested and excited about and wants to, like, give it a go, it's like the second there's any sensation of not meeting the standard, not perfect, not ideal, it's just so ready to...
Loren, it's actually sooner than that.
Okay.
It seems like it's as a result of not meeting the standard, but it's actually as a result of the excitement.
Oh.
Because the excitement is of life, right? You're there, you're present, something drops in, oh boy, that's what sets it off with a great big no. And, of course, what a lot of good people will fall for is because there's something wrong with you, because you're not doing it right, because you're not good enough. That's why there's this reaction. But that's not true. That's a lie. The reaction is because it is anti-life. It is no. And what you're experiencing is life's yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can see, like, the really cruel, you know, it doesn't work, but what it tries to do as, like, the ultimate sap of the, like when there's been some energy or excitement, especially, you know, around seeing something in practice, you know, the way the story that tries to sap that is like that I could be doing all of these years, all of this like gratitude and excitement that's growing in my life. And then, you know, any opportunity to be like, well, I could do the whole, I could have been doing all of practice wrong all these years, you know, despite all the evidence to the, you know, all of the excitement that's there. And so I really am learning how to see that whole thing as a system and just not care about it.
Not care. That's it. Because once we get it, so, you know, you've always liked gambling. You like casinos. You like gambling. You know, you like the lights and the excitement. And then it dawns on you that you're never going to win. You are never, ever, ever going to win. How long are you going to put your money on the table?
Right.
And that's a perfect example of what we're up against here. We will never win because that system is not interested in us winning. It's not trying to make us better or improve us or take care of us or protect us or anything else. It is hateful and it sucks energy out of us through that self-hate. That's it. So we can put the whole thing behind us. Now, can we?
Yeah.
No, because because we have deep habits of going down those roads. But at least we know it. Now you're at the, you know, you just drove up, you parked in the parking lot outside the casino, right? You know what's going to happen when you go in there. Good. Now we're in the process of learning to turn the car back on, put it in gear, and drive in the opposite direction. Listening to recordings, making recordings, and singing.
Because what it doesn't have going for it, and just the last thing before I, is that, you know, I see it, it's not alive. And it's really dead. And so it really is, I know it can't all go away, but it does feel like it's really days are like sort of numbered in a way because like that assignment yesterday about how would you like your life to be, like it's just so clear that it's not alive, it's not mysterious, it's nothing that I would ever choose consciously. So
It's dead and it stinks.
Yeah.
Like it's dead and it's rotten. And when we, you know, we get the hang of, what is that smell? Ego.
Okay.
All right.
Time to empty out the refrigerator and start over.
That's right.
Yeah.
You enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Gasha.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. Well, it's dead and it stinks, Sherry. What a motivation to avoid it.
Yeah. And when we realize that's what we're smelling, you know, that's why I feel it is the refrigerator image was perfect. You know, you open the refrigerator and it's, whoa, something has gone bad in there. And we don't just, if it's ego, we just close the door and hope that it's not going to be that bad next time. But actually, it is getting worse and worse and worse. And so now, awareness practice, we're, you know, holding our nose, opening that door, cleaning it out, and getting a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Ren from South Florida.
Hello, Ren.
Loren and then Ren.
I know. It's nice. It has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say. I just knew that I was hearing a big story saying, well, you better not get in the queue.
So, you pressed star six.
Yes. I listened to it Wednesday, Thursday, and today I said, nope, I'm in the queue.
Nope. Not doing that. No, thank you. Because you are on a holiday too, right? You usually
can't join us. So today you can't. So, of course, it's going to try to stop you. But you're not
and
falling for it.
All that excitement about, oh, I'm going to have this many days that I can call in and be live on the show or hear it live. And then, you know, here comes that stanky smell just coming in.
Right. Right. No. You don't get to do that. Yeah. So what's been going on in practice? What are you seeing?
I've just been seeing a lot of self-hate just everywhere. And then just a little bit of surprise, like, oh, why am I seeing that same old smell, you know? And then realizing, oh, because we're not getting anywhere, and that's what's going to happen. Just being really lately.
And is that the story that it gets you with?
Well, the story that it gets me with, and I processed this with my reflective listening buddy, which is it's been a good thing. Anytime that I have time off, one side says, "Oh, you're not doing anything. You're not doing enough. You're not good enough. You don't deserve this time off." And then the other side says, "Well, you finally have some time off. This is what you were waiting for. Don't do anything. Just, you know, don't even be awake. Just pull the covers over your head.
Lie on the couch and
eat
and eat." Oh, ow. Yeah. So, and you're able to see both of those.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you're pointing out, both of those duality, both sides of that duality are self-hating. There is no other side apparent yet, except you got in the queue, so that awareness that that's self-hate. That's not true. That doesn't have anything to do with you. That's what's present in your life currently.
And it's so predictable and familiar. I'm like, again, really? You get to come up with anything better than this? This is the same story.
Yeah, and it can't. It can't. It can't, and it won't. It never will. It's a one-trick pony, as they say. You know, it's got one deal. And it works because almost nobody ever catches on to it. You know, people just live in that story. But you're not going to.
No, and all I can think is, like, I just put my Christmas tree up and one third of the lights work. But all I can see is how beautiful it is reflecting in the tile. And I'm just like, I'm almost to the point of tears because I'm like, oh, what does it even matter how many lights were, you know, it's just all perspective.
There's one light. That's all we need for that beautiful reflection. And the tree is beautiful, I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And that's the shift, isn't it? That's the one we're going for. That's the difference between being here and present, seeing what actually is, and being caught in that story of you're not good enough and, oh, by the way, you deserve to lie on the couch and overeat.
Yeah.
So, Ren, what we know is we want to keep our eyes on the light.
Yes, so just thankful, look at light today.
Yeah, we're looking for the light always. And no matter where we are, you know, even if we're in the deepest, darkest part of the dark room, if we look for the light, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gesho.
Thank you. Take care of her.
I will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ren. It's sort of the definition of fate, right, Sherry?
Yes.
That we keep getting into the dark room and knowing that no matter how deep the abyss, there's some way in which it's for us. That we might not know it yet, but the light's always there somehow or the other.
Yeah. Goes back to one of my dozen or so favorites from the New Testament. Seek and you'll find.
Yeah.
That's it. We ask for the light, and the light is there because the light has asked for the light. We're already with the light, or we wouldn't be asking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, we know it's there. Otherwise, we wouldn't seek it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Hi.
Are you getting some rain, too?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Doesn't sound like we are getting as much as you all, but it changed overnight from beautiful blue to deep gray.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fabulous, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it depends on your perspective, but yes, it can be, especially for California. It's a wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what are you seeing?
Well, what I notice is a conditioned process of, I've been labeling it inertia, where I might look to make a change. So let's say I want to move out of my, I want to change my residence. And I can't even think about that because there's all these other things I say I want to do that I don't do. So if I'm already not doing all these things that I say are important to me, you know, how would I even take on the prospect of a move, which is going to be this big thing that's going to take so much time and be all involved, and then I'm never going to get to do those things that I say I want to do.
Uh-huh. And so there's the part, who wants to move? And I imagine there's some excitement or enthusiasm about that?
Somebody yeah, I've made my list of the pluses and minuses, the benefits, et cetera, of having something smaller and less maintenance and things like that. Yep.
Uh-huh. And then there is the negativity that comes in. Oh, well,
right.
That's never going to work. You can't. That's too hard. You can't. And so where does that leave you?
Well, what I see about this particular way that it says you can't do that is the things I say I want to do. So, for example, my art, that's always there. I mean, there it's kind of that one process doesn't lead to another place. I'm always in the process of you can't do that. So, in a way, it's the same process of, well, if I can't do this thing that I say I want to do while moving, well, that's just the same thing. You know, it feels real that they're opposed to each other. Yeah, it feels like it's true that they're opposed to each other, but they're actually not. It's the same process of you can't have what you want.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's the one to see, isn't it? That it looks like a duality, but it's not. And both of those are designed to keep you stuck. If we're on the same page here, I'm guessing the one who wants to move is as identified with it not working as the one who says, oh, that'll be too hard. The one who wants to do art, in quotes, is as much ego, is just the other side of the duality. You want to, you can't. You want to, you won't. You want to. No, it's not going to happen. That without the wanting, there wouldn't be any opening for the negativity.
Yeah. And keeping me stuck and just like, I had it and I kind of flew away, but it was the idea that maybe you should be happy with what you have, you know, like not to look to making any differences. Well, be happy with what you have, but in sort of a inertial way, not just be happy with what you have as it is with life, but keeping
there's
a lid
no
on,
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just keep a lid on it and, you know, just stay as you are and don't have desire or ambition or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a backup, right? Just in case you catch on that this is a duality that you're stuck in, then let's drag in the spiritual. Well, but you should be grateful for what you have.
Yeah.
So, which can throw a person into a whole new arena of, no, you're not going to get to do what you want. So
yeah, and then there's a, go ahead.
No, you finish.
Well, I was just going to say, then there's a fear element that comes in too.
Yeah, so you can see the layers as you get closer and closer to catching on to what ego's doing and not going along with it. So what hasn't happened, it sounds like, yet, is getting in touch with the person who says, I don't care about any of that. I'm not interested in any of that. It's all negative. I don't want to live there. I'm going to do art. I'm going to move. I'm going to, you know, I'm. That's what I'm going to do. It's my life, and I'm going to do what I want to do. That has not risen to the surface in a way that can push aside all of that negativity.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right, and it just seems like there's various content that just gets thrown in there that reinforces the negativity on one level or another, and the change would be to make a move to the positive or to say yes and then just see what happens.
Yes, or my favorite, I don't care. I choose unconditional love. Well, but I don't care. I don't care. I'm wrong. Okay, good. This is the stupidest thing in the world. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. This is my life. Before it's over, I'm going to make my own choices and do what I want and see what happens. I'm going to learn from doing what I want for a change instead of not doing what I want. I've learned not doing what I want.
Yeah, that's the key right there. Just, I'm going to learn from doing what I want because believing all the other stuff is this little child place of, you know, don't touch the stove kind of thing, and it doesn't serve us.
No, it's death. It's death, right? It's a it's a living death. Yeah. Good.
Okay, well, so that makes it clear.
Yeah, and that would be some good recordings, right?
Yeah,
that's the one that you and no matter what anybody says, I mean, I got so-called on the carpet by somebody at one point for being a spiritual person who says something like, I don't care. Who cares? What difference does it make? That's not spiritual. I say, yes, it is. I don't care because I trust life to guide me. If I'm going in a really bad direction, I will know that from the kind, compassionate, clear place that that wants me to live at home, wants me to choose center, wants me to be here. That's where I'll get my guidance, not from that negative force that hates me. I'm done trying to learn from that. We're finished. I don't care what it has to say. Yep.
All right. Well, that's
really
helpful.
I encourage you to adopt that. Okay, good. Very good. Very good.
Between cleaning out the refrigerator and not caring, we're in good shape.
That's right. Just tossing it. Tossing it. We're tossing it. Tossing it. I don't know how it got in there. Well, you bought it. Oh, did I? Okay. I don't care. I'm tossing it. It stinks.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Greta.
Safe travels.
Oh, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Greta. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go.
All right. All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Catherine from St. Louis.
Hello, Catherine.
Hey. Well, I wrote about, I looked at my issue with eating and eating when I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. And the one who wants to stop that and the one who doesn't want to stop it. And I really kind of just stayed stuck in just seeing that, kind of just seeing that sort of debate.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. What else?
Well, I was just going to say, but I know that I suspect instead of wanting the food, I really want something else, or somebody may want something else and is not getting that. Mm-hmm. And the reason I suspect that, I mean, maybe that's totally wrong, but when I'm on a retreat, I never want to overeat. You know, I want to go eat the meals, and then mm-hmm. I never want to lie around and read novels or watch DVDs. I just want to be awake, you know.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep. So I'm guessing that that this whole call has been for you, okay, because it's the same exact process, right? I'm going to project
yeah.
that the one who says she doesn't want to eat when she's not hungry has no interest in that subject whatsoever. It's just that it's a perfect setup for the one, the side of the duality that is going to eat when not hungry and then beat you up over it.
Mm.
That's the whole game right there. There's nobody who doesn't want that duality to stop. It's much what we were talking about with Greta. There isn't that place of, I want to be awake. For Greta, it would be, you know, I want to do art. I want to move. I want to, these are the things that I want for my life. That person who wants to be awake is being anesthetized by the conversation and the food
mm-hmm.
and the novels
mm-hmm.
and the
yeah.
TV. Right?
Yeah.
So it's never going to be resolved in that duality because it's not actually a duality. It's just two ego characters talking to each other, making it sound like there's something real there that needs to be focused on. It's like another TV show.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
you can see it as a puppet show, right? One comes up and says, I don't want to eat when I'm not hungry. And that's kind of a Camille person, right? With the hand on the forehead and, oh, woe is me, poor me. And the other, the villain comes up with the mustache and says, I don't care. You'll eat when I tell you to eat. Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Right? And the whole thing is
yeah.
the show. And then the person sitting on the couch watching that show feels bad. In the same
mm-hmm.
way, you know, they do the same thing with watch TV when you don't want to, read novels when you don't want to, whatever it is. But the missing person is the one who says, I want to be awake. I want to choose conscious awareness. I want to live in the present. I don't want
mm-hmm.
I don't want it, my life to go by devoted to those two clowns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, yes, that is so helpful. And while you were talking, it dropped in. Then comes in this, well, what will I do if I don't eat and read novels? And mm-hmm. the thing of it is, somebody, I'm just feeling like, I think I just like to be here and be in joy, be present.
Yes, yes.
And I don't have to do something.
That's
yeah.
right. Although, that is a kind of a big leap for most people.
Yeah.
Because the habit is to get you alone with your couch, your TV, your novels, and your food, and then do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
So very often it does. So what you said is when you're on retreat, then you're satisfied. You're not in that environment, and that show doesn't have the same access to you. So trying to stay in that environment that ego rules and hope for a different outcome can be very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. So would so it's dropping in to look for. I mean, to leave, to get out.
Yes, and of course, if we go all Albert Schweitzer, the encouragement is to find something to serve. Because the quote, I don't know who it is, but if we don't find something larger to serve, we'll self-serve.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't find something larger to serve, we'll serve ego. And that's what people describe is a life of service to ego. So
is that possible,
larger,
like, to do every so am I looking at, like, doing something every evening to serve?
I would say
I would say
do something every day. Get your life so full of things that you're passionate about, that light you up, that you enjoy, that you feel good about, that when you come home, you might watch some TV or you might read a novel. Yeah, but it's not coming from the same place.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Your life is full. Your life is full. It doesn't happen on a couch.
Right. So all those addictive behaviors are not substitutes for life. I might actually want to watch something on TV, which I don't own a
That's
TV,
right.
but, you know, I might actually want to read something or...
That's exactly right.
Go to a movie or something because I
That's
really
right.
want to, not because it's part of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you might want to read about something that fits with your passion.
Yes.
Yeah. And so instead of being an escape from life, it supports. It supports life. It makes you more lit up. It makes you that much more excited to get up the next day and pursue what you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. So supportive of authenticity and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all
I'm
right.
all in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Safe travels.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. And that brings us to the end of a very fun show, Sherry. Our assignment for today is you're going away for a long time alone. What do you want to have with you? Record and listen.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting one, given this conversation, isn't it? What an interesting follow-up. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Off to Africa. So stay with
yes.
us, please.
Yes.
We'll be sending back blogs, and there'll be all kinds of things. So if you have an interest in that project, stay with us, please, because it'd be nice to have you with us.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Take care, Sherry. Take care, everybody. And the next show is on Monday.
Next show on Monday. All right. Bye-bye, Ashwini.
Bye.